Thank you for spending another midweek moment with the Wisconsin Property Taxpayers. I'm Paul Roseski. Today is Wednesday, October the 3rd, 2025. And thanks for being here. To use a racing analogy, we have sped through summer, Labor Day is the turn, and we are now full speed on a straightaway with nothing much to slow us down as we streak through September, into October, past Halloween, and towards Thanksgiving. In the short term, Friday is National Lazy Moms Day, so guys out there, maybe a good chance for an unofficial and surprise Mother's Day type vibe for you to take advantage of. Saturday is National Tailgating Day, and Sunday is National Beer Lovers Day. Wrap them all together this weekend so you can take your pick between college football, a full weekend of professional baseball, and week one of the NFL. However you celebrate, please celebrate responsibly. Today, we give a quick update on a past story, then move to how our government is spending our tax dollars. First, how the state is spending to buy public land and how they're spending to oversee that land. Spoiler alert, the Republicans are frustrated with how both of those things are happening. After that, we move to a story about how politicians will conveniently take or ignore the high road, depending on what they need at the moment. And finally, we end with a quote from a founding father. It's taken from one of the Federalist Papers. Do you know, A, who the three authors of the Federalist Papers were, and B, do you know who wrote most of them, because that is the person we're quoting? Stick around, see if you got any of those right. Good luck. Without further ado, let's jump into some news together. Starting off, here's an update on the You Can't Make This Stuff Up piece I did last week on the Appleton judge that arbitrarily threw someone in jail when he appeared in front of his bench for something unrelated. He will be stepping down from his role as a judge instead of facing federal prosecution for his actions. In other news, let's look at the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program. It is a state program that sets aside money to acquire and maintain the public lands we have in Wisconsin. Over the past few years, the Republicans have let it be known that they're frustrated with how much land is being bought every year and becoming state-owned, among other things. It's just taking away from private ownership, and in some areas, it's really impacting county property tax bills. The program has purchased 646,000 acres of land since it was started in 1989, which is the equivalent to the size of Dane County. In total, in Wisconsin, the state owns about 5.9 million acres, one-sixth of the area of the state. It's undeveloped government-owned land. In Vilas County, that total is 46%. In Forest County, it is 60% undeveloped government-owned land. So, since the program is set to expire next year, there are a few proposals to how it should look moving forward. Currently, the program is funded at $33 million per year, and it was set to go for 4 years. Governor Evers, in his budget, proposed increasing that to $100 million per year for 10 years. The legislature said, when they saw that, and I quote, "Yeah, no." Next, because that didn't go anywhere in the budget, there was no renewal of the program, so the Republicans made a proposal of a bill outside of the budget of a program that'll go for $28 million per year for 4 years, which is pretty much the same as the current program, just a little bit of a haircut. Two notable changes in their proposal were that, one, the focus of the program was going to change from land acquisition to maintaining and improving what the state already owned, what we already have. And two, any purchase for more than $1 million must be approved by the legislature. Let's be real here. The Supreme Court just took away the legislature's ability to hold up big ticket spending items on things that they don't like. So this is a workaround to keep control of those choices. And the legislature is not typically a fast moving beast. So getting a purchase through the Assembly, the Senate, and the governor's signature seems like a lot for any big purchase, which is, I think, exactly what they're trying to accomplish. Well, enter the Democrats with a new proposal of their own, and I think they're doing it because they don't love the idea of bigger purchases dying in the bureaucracy, so they propose an oversight board, similar to what a lot of other government programs have. There's a small chance that the Republicans could go for that, although it would take the power of choice and control out of their hands, which is probably pretty important to them right now. Now, here's where their proposal loses me. They're proposing 6 years and $72 million per year. That's more than doubling the program. When it started in 89, it was authorized for 10 years at $25 million per year. So the length isn't unheard of, just not idea when a shorter length gives more flexibility with how many dollars there are. Anyway, it'll be interesting to see how this plays out since the deadline isn't until next summer that the program completely goes away. This may hang out there for at least the fall before they really buckle down and work to get a solution done. In other news, and speaking of having a difference of opinion on government spending, we look at an audit that was just done on the DNR's Fish and Wildlife account. The legislature called for the audit when they learned that the account is $10 million in the red, and the lawmakers wanted to know why exactly it was so far in the hole. Well, the audit came back. It had a couple recommendations for the DNR to implement, which almost all audits do. But the DNR, their response to the audit was, hey, this is great. Look at this. 100% of the funds were spent in accordance with the law. $83 million, which is 89.3% of the funding, benefited hunters and anglers, while 9.6 million, which is 10%, actually 10.3%, went towards administrative costs. Like, hey, this is good. We are being good stewards of this money. Well, Senator Wimberger and Representative Witke, who are the co-chairs of the Legislative Audit Committee, read that same audit and focused on different numbers. They read that 49.8% of the state funds that were spent from the Fish and Wildlife account were spent for activities that primarily benefited hunters and anglers. So their response is that there is no reason that the Fish and Wildlife account should be over $10 million in deficit while also spending less than 50% of its funds on activities that primarily benefited hunting and fishing. The DNR must provide reassurance that will be more accountable, yada, yada, yada. Yes, 49.8% is less than 50%. My prediction as I look into my crystal ball is that this is probably going to come back up in about a year and a half from now when we're putting together another state budget and the questions are going to be asked that why should we give you more money if you can't properly manage the money we're already giving you because your checking account is $10 million in the red. So there will be a lot of debate on that. I'm calling it now, though. We'll wait and see what happens. And finally, since I am running long, I'm going to have to save my third story till next week. It has to do with Chris Taylor, the candidate on the Democrat side for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. In honor of that story coming up and of the upcoming Wisconsin Supreme Court race, I give you a quote from Federalist Paper number 78, one of the 85 essays written to persuade Americans to ratify the new U.S. Constitution. Five of those essays were written by John Jay. 29 were written by eventual POTUS. Number 4, James Madison. And writing the majority of the essays with 51, none other than the man made famous by Broadway, Alexander Hamilton. This paper is talking about the separation of powers between the legislative, executive, and judicial branches of the government, and he said, quote, "The judiciary, from the nature of its functions, will always be the least dangerous to the political rights of the Constitution because it will be least in a capacity to annoy or injure them," unquote. In hindsight, he couldn't have been more wrong. Have a great second half of your week, and as always, thanks for listening. Wisconsin Property Taxpayers Inc. is a nonpartisan membership organization consisting of thousands of small business, farm, and homeowner members in every corner of the state. Founded in 1985, the organization is committed to providing its members with up-to-date information, legislative advocacy, and exclusive cost-saving benefits. Find out how to join at wptonline.org/join.